What's up, Kasoko? Welcome to another episode of Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. This is episode 24. It's been the 24th week of recording, of course, no back to back because we've been taking a few breaks here and there. But with me, as always, it's a beautiful day, handsome rhythmic. Yamete kudasai. Ai, daddy.
Yamete.
Kura.
Hey, what's up, my man?
Not much, just chilling, the usual.
Yeah.
I finally did my little video for the manga haul for April.
Oh, nice.
And oh, before I begin, I gotta open up my drink. I need some energy, man.
Oh. Oh, that ASMR.
Got some fucking monsters, man. Gotta
First
keep the
sip, what's it
energy.
taste like? Oh,
Shit,
the
I'm
monster
choking.
within come out on this dick.
Yep, you already know. I did a video and my camera records 15 minutes at a time in 4K. I felt like I was only talking for like about 3 minutes doing the video. And then I was like, yeah, like, holy shit, it's been 15 minutes already. I really gotta condense it because I don't want it to be too long. So I might have to cut off a shallow part, which it's really hard for me to talk about a manga or anything without really giving some little spoilers, because like I mentioned, like I said before, some people might consider like something a spoiler, which even though it's not like a big spoiler, so it was a little bit hard to make a video without doing some spoilers. But I have fun talking about all the manga that I read in the Well, my the mangas that I bought actually, because I talk about some that I still haven't read, like Dick Fight Island.
You still haven't read it?
No, the reason is because I bought that one in Buri Royale, but that one it's only volume 5 and 6, so I can really read it. And ended up reading Blue Period and Blue Flag, and then continue actually reading volume 2 of my friend's little sister has it in for me, which we're gonna talk about it later. But yeah, I still haven't read it because I was like, let me read this one first, and then I was like, holy shit, they're so good. But I'll explain about it later. But other than that, yeah, just been reading a bunch of manga. I haven't even watched the latest episode of Tomodachi Games, Spy Family, or Shikamaru no Josei Kiri.
Yeah, that one, you're right. If it's just 3 episodes so far, I think I'm all caught up with Spy Family and nothing else. Because I was watching another anime this week and I caught up to it in just a few days. 12 episodes, so it wasn't that long, but god damn, was I laughing so hard with this one.
For which one? I'm
Don't know
sorry.
if you ever heard about it. It's called A Cautious Hero. Or
Akashi.
Cautious. No, A Cautious. A
Oh, and
Cautious Hero.
cautious here,
Or I think
but
it's just Cautious Hero.
it kind of sounds familiar,
Dude,
but
it's so hilarious.
is it?
So yeah, so essentially it's another isekai kind of, although it's not as much rebirth as more as it is being summoned. Yeah, so the name is Cautious Hero. The hero is overpowered but overly cautious. Dude, this thing is so,
We overpower,
yeah,
but
it's
over.
overpowered but overly cautious.
Okay.
All right, so to brief it up, it's pretty much he's being summoned by this goddess so he can save a world. So in this world or this area, there's a bunch of gods and they all get assigned different worlds. So put summon a hero and then they tackle it. Each world has a certain ranking as D to double S to how hard they are. And essentially they judge the other goddesses depending on how many worlds they save. Like, oh, they save 20, they save 30. Oh, no, these are the best. So he saved 5, like, boo, he's barely starting. And then he's got nothing. So in this one, it's the goddess of healing that calls in this one guy that already from level one, he has like pretty high stats. She summons him, but she misses a little note that says that he's overly cautious. So, typically you would expect for the hero to immediately go out, start killing low-level mobs so that he can level up. This
Okay.
guy refuses to even leave. He wants to stay within the little room where he gets summoned for a week and train before he even goes out.
Does he say why? Just to train or any specific?
Essentially, that he just wants to train. Like the guy said, all right, let's go. And like, no, you're crazy. I'm not gonna go out there. It's dangerous. I gotta train first.
So but he's so power though, right?
Yeah, so already his base stats is, I don't know, just as a comparison, his level one is pretty much a level 10 for everybody else.
Got it.
Even then, he refuses to even go out.
So he has the power, but he's a little bitch. He's kind of like scared little pussy to go out to.
Not as much. He's just overly cautious because he's thinking like, oh, what if something else happens while I'm out there and I'm unprepared because I'm level one, so I have to train.
A little bitch.
Not much. It's not much that he's not unwilling to do things. It's just that he likes to be completely and fully prepared before he even does anything.
The same way you get your lips prepared before doing something.
Yeah, before you come over. Little kiss.
Is it just one season or multiple?
It's just one season. Just one. But there are, I think it was light novels or mangas they're talking about. So the anime only lasts 12 episodes, but I think including the manga, it should be like 2.5 seasons or more or less.
Got it.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny. So, I definitely recommend it.
Okay, so the manga or the light novels is still going, but the anime itself. I mean, no, it's longer, but the anime itself is short.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to mention. It's still going, but I mean, like, there's more info, more story-wise on those. I might give it a try then.
Yeah, because just 12 episodes, they go by pretty fast. And I mean, you know me, I love my animes. They have a good amount of comedy in them. This one definitely has it.
All right. Yeah, because I think you are going to love, is it Kaguya-sama, Love is War? Is it Kaguya or Kagami?
No, there's one that's called Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
Is that one? Yeah. I only saw the first episode. It was good. I just didn't see the hype yet, but then again, the fucking first episode. But I just hear it just gets better and better, and it's hilarious. So it's pretty funny. Yeah, you might like it too. It just they talk too fast sometimes. So while I'm reading the script, I'm like, chill the fuck down.
Oh,
like chill the fuck down. I gotta poop house to continue watching. But I only seen the first episode overall, and it was good. But yeah, so anything else that you seen? I mean, we both saw the
bubble,
the movie Bubble, which we are gonna do a review about it, both with spoilers and without spoilers. So don't worry about it. You get to hear our thoughts without spoilers and then more into details. But that's gonna be actually towards the end of the podcast. Other than that, we are gonna continue with the news unless you wanna add anything else to it.
I'd say pretty much that. I didn't do much for anime this week aside from just binge watching that series, catching up on Spy Family. And it's not as much anime related, but I bought myself a Marvel hoodie today.
Oh, nice. So
that was pretty cool. Moon Knight inspired.
Moon Knight of Avi. Now, yeah, me, it's, I bought, I don't know if it was from the last recording or not, but Blue Period. I don't know if I mentioned it on the last one.
Which one is the one that's the painting?
Yeah, Blue Period.
Yeah.
Okay, one. Other than that, because it was just last week. Other than that, just been reading those two, Blue Flag and the light novel. And anime, I don't think I watched any anime this week, actually. It's just been that and kind of relaxing more on reading because, holy shit, last month, it was over 28 volumes that I read.
God damn, you got to tone it down.
Well, honestly, it's not like I feel pressure or anything. I was just really, really enjoying the reading, you know? It was like, holy shit, I can't wait. Next one, I'm like, holy shit. And then I went broke too. Which, by the way, I was in Crunchyroll today. And I was thinking about buying Sarah for Then, the movie, the DVDs.
There's a movie?
Season is a collector's edition or limited edition.
Huh.
But then I was like, honestly, if I buy it, I'm probably just going to watch the first episode 20 times. Like always.
Just watch that first disc over and over.
Yeah, but I don't know. I might buy it later, though. But yeah, moving on with the news. The first news will be the manga called Kaminaki Sekai no Kamisama Katsudo, gets an anime. So... It's if you translate the title, it might be like an isekai. Well, I mean, it has sekai, like, you know, world pretty much. It says God's activity in a world without gods. So it sounds pretty interesting. So it's God's activity, but there's no gods in that world. So it says Akashiro and Hagensuba begins realizing the comedy fantasy. So it's going to be pretty much up your alley, Rhythmic, since you like comedy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Manga in the monthly Heroes in May 2019 before transferring it to Heroes Complex website under the Wild Zero label in November 2020. Kadokawa published the fourth volume last September. So it's actually, it's pretty recent anime manga, I mean, with the fifth volume scheduled to ship on Wednesday. So it hasn't been too much, so too long since it came out. So the little synopsis of the manga, which is going to be an anime, says Yukito's parents are the leader of a cult. After he gets sacrificed, he gets reincarnated into another world where religion doesn't exist and porn books are akin to child's doodles.
Hey, yo.
So I like, when I read the synopsis, I like, this is my type of manga anime. He finds that it's also a world where your life and death is decided by the country. While obstructing his friend's execution, both of them lose their lives. Just at that moment, the god of his religion comes to the world and revives them. So it sounds pretty entertaining. It might be maybe like not that great, but good to watch. It might be maybe like a 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, depending on your type or your taste of anime manga. But for me, I'm excited for it. I don't know. What about you?
Catching my attention. I'm definitely just searched it up. So now with the synopsis, it gives me a whole better idea. So essentially he dies, he gets rebirthed to this world that has no gods, but his gods from the cult follows him to this new world and saves him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why it's God's activities in a world without gods.
And then porn books are akin to a child's doodles. Don't forget that part.
it's the minor stuff.
It's a minor, yeah, fucker. You know, that's the main, that's going to be the plot of it. Of the manga. All
right. And anime. I wonder how that's going to work. If they're going to end up turning like the whole world into a religious place, and this new god, the cult god, is going to be the best one or the only one that'll rule the entire place.
Maybe. Maybe. It does. But like I said, if they don't execute it right, who knows? But actually, there's a comment on the website, says one of the recent comments says, I never thought this one would get an anime adaptation, but if it's going to have horrendous animation, it definitely will flop. The story on its own is all right, worth it. It's a stable 7 out of 10 rating for the manga so far. So this person is giving it a 7 out of 10. They do gotta have good animation, story. It kind of says it's all right. So we'll find out. So I guess it's going to be kind of like those good to watch, but not a bad anime. But of course, we got to watch it and decide that for ourselves.
Yeah, also another thing to consider, since it's so recent, it probably won't have that much content to make into anime.
And still, they didn't put a release date or anything. So we don't even know when it's coming out. You're saying it's getting a TV anime.
Okay, so for now, it just got approved.
Yeah, so it just got approved. So they still got to make some. They're probably going to wait for the manga to be a little bit more ahead of, pretty much ahead of it. Do you think it's going to be a long anime or one of those, like, one, two seasons?
I think it's probably going to be a one season, 12 episodes.
I see it more like 20, 25 episodes.
I don't know. It seems way too recent. And
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, based on the comments on the plot, I don't think there's even much for them to even animate. Plus, since it's very fairly new, they're kind of risking it. So 12 episodes would be enough to see what happens. And if it gets the popularity that they're expecting, then it'll continue. If not, I don't see it going past it.
They're probably going to do a 12 episode. Like, their mind is one season, 25 episodes. But they'll be like, you know what, let's do a 12 episodes. And then if they don't like it, we do the other part of it. Because right now, they're actually, the fifth volume is going to come out. It's probably come out already. Yeah, because it says April 25th. We already out of read. I mean, the article was written on April 25th. Well, by the time you guys hear this, it's going to be like May 3rd. So let's say fifth volume came out already. If it's 14 volumes, it's going to be two seasons. Like the quintessential, it has 14 volumes. And technically, it could be three seasons, but the third one is going to be the movie with just 14 mm-hmm. volumes. So who knows? It might go up to the 20, like the 24, like 20 to 25 episodes.
Yeah, we'll have to see and find out.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. Looking forward. Yeah, and it looks pretty good. That's why I put it right here. Like, dude, when I read this synopsis, I'm like, it actually sounds pretty good. It's just the execution, how well they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go on with the next one?
Yeah, of course. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right one. Yes, I am.
You better close your Pornhub website.
Hey,
your
don't tabs. Tell me what to do, what to do on my computer. That's an incognito. How do you know that?
Because I'm the incognito guy.
All right, so the next news, manga, Yoru wa Neko Toisho gets a TV anime in summer of 2022. So this year.
So that one for sure, we know we're getting it on summer 2022.
Yeah, this one actually gives a, not an exact date, but an estimated. So this will be within a few months. Yeah, so it says, Kadokawa opened an official website for television anime adaptation of Kyuru Z's Yoru wa Neko Toisho, Nights with a Cat, manga on Tuesday, revealing the main staff and a teaser visual. The anime series will premiere in summer 2022. So for a brief synopsis on what this anime is going to revolve around, it says, when Futa comes home tired at night, all he wants to do is spend time with his cat. All the mysterious habits and mannerisms of house cats are carefully reproduced in this relaxed and cute comedy about living with an adorable furball. Oh, so this one, I'm definitely going to enjoy this one.
Yeah, like it sounds like it's going to be a little comedy, cute, 12 episode anime.
Yeah.
Because they don't for sure don't see more than 12 episodes, to be honest. Yeah,
definitely.
So I'm like, you know what? It sounds pretty cute. It sounds like it's going to be a good watch. So, and then just looking at the little poster, there's a smartphone with the cat. He looks like all fucking like the cute.
Little weirdo.
Yeah. Then the guy's just on the back. So I really want to know more. Hopefully they don't do it like the Master of Killing Time. It's only like seven minutes an episode.
That's what I was going to say. It might be like that, you know, kind of like just short snippets, because I mean, cats are weirdos, but how far can you actually make it into a series without, or actually, yeah, just that, how far can you actually make a series about just a cat and their random things?
I mean, think about it. The other anime has like 20 plus episodes. They're 7 minutes each. So you could pretty much make it into 10 episodes. Oops, excuse me.
Yeah, but 10 is a weird number for anime. Rarely get an anime that just ends at 10.
I don't know, man. Attack on Titan has 3 parts now for the last season.
I know, that one really pisses me off. But hey, that's not what we're talking about right now.
We're talking about pussy right here.
Exactly. But I'm really looking forward to this one. It's going to be cute and it's going to be funny. And yeah, that's exactly what gets me.
And summer 2022.
Yeah, so just within a few months. So definitely stay tuned. We're going to give you guys some updates when it finally releases.
We're probably gonna forget just the same way talking about the forgetting. I totally forgot about the is it Pompo? The movie one? Yeah,
I don't remember the name of it.
The Cinephile, something like that.
Yeah,
I honestly forgot it came already. Into my friend, he was like, hey, there's a new anime like they showing up in the morning. So I'm like, oh, which one it is? He showed me, like, bro, it came already. I'm like, dude, they had a little fan release. Like on the 27th, and then on the 29th, it got released already officially. I still haven't seen it. I was gonna go in the morning, but couldn't go. And we gotta go watch it though.
Oh yeah,
we have to.
All the anime movies we can get.
Well, fuck yeah! So yeah, so that was the little sidetrack. Now the other one, we're moving again. I'm sorry. But we are going back with the quintessential. I know we've been talking about it lately a lot. But yeah, we got to talk about it a little bit more. And it's actually the last two news. It's actually pretty much the quintessential quintuplets news.
The best ones.
So the quintessential quintuplets manga gets new bonus chapter. So it's gonna be let me read the little article from Anime News Network. It says official website for the anime of Negis Haruba's The Quintessential Quintuplet, Kotobu no Hanayome in Japanese, because my Japanese is so fucking badass, you know. Manga announced on Wednesday that the series is getting a new bonus chapter 122+1 that takes place after the original ending. The manga will be part of a special book volume 14.5 or 14.5 that will be distributed as a gift. So this is what kind of like got me mad. Hopefully we get in the States. Yeah. They be distributed as a gift to attendees of the Quintessential movie, the sequel anime film. This year's 25th issue of Kodansha's weekly shonen magazine will publish chapter 122+1 on May 18. So they're going to publish in the weekly shonen magazine because it's just going to be one chapter, but you're going to get a physical special, like I'm pretty sure it's going to be a really thin book if you attend to the release of the new movie, which of course is only in Japan. So hopefully we get something like that in the States.
Hopefully.
Either bring it there, because I'll be first day I'm going there. I got to get my Quintessential Quintuplets novel. The film will open on Japan May 20 and its runtime will exceed 130 minutes. So it's going to be a little over 2 hours.
The movie. Oh, nice.
And the film will serve as a finale for the story. The movie is getting a game for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch that will launch in Japan with standard and limited editions on June 2nd. The manga launch, well, we know the rest, we're in launch and all of that. But yeah, that's pretty much what's going on right now with the Quintessential Quintuplets. If we don't get the physical copy here, I'm probably just going to try to get on eBay or something just from my collection. Because we might get it in English.
But I don't know. It's going to be very limited, so the price of it is probably going to be fairly high if they're just doing it for the people that attend the showing.
I know.
It's probably going to be the first showing as well.
Yeah, I know, but it's not going to be more than 100, that's for sure. Usually mangas like that, they don't go more than 100. My guess is for something, it's going to be really thin, just one chapter, maybe 20 bucks, 30. Because it's just one chapter, remember, it's not a whole volume.
Oh, so what's going to be on? It's probably going to be, if it's right after the wedding, it could be like them like meeting up with the rest of the sisters.
No, I think the 4.5 is going to be how Futaro Fox Yotsuba.
Oh, 18 plus.
18 plus and how they're going to make their baby.
Also, you straight up just dropped a big ass spoiler right there without even,
What do you mean? We talked about it on the last episode.
Yeah, but there was people that could have skipped it.
You're not wrong. Okay, so something came out on my end. It says, I'm sorry, so we're having a little technical issue right now. It says, because we're doing this through Zoom, it says the meeting will end in 20 minutes.
What?
Like, it never happened this before. I mean, in 10 minutes, not 20. So we're going to continue this, and then we're going to jump back in. So we might hear like a little pause. I got a timer. I don't know if it shows on your end.
I see nothing.
Okay, yeah, I got 9 minutes and 16 seconds. So.
Oh wait, I see it. I see it at the top. Time left.
Yeah, so we're still gonna continue. This never happened before, so I don't know what's happening right now. But whatever. Let's continue with this. Right. So yeah, that was it for one of the quintessential news. You wanna go ahead and read the other one?
Yeah, definitely. So this one comes from siliconera.com and it reads the following. The Quintessential Quintuplets Silver Rings will appear in July 2022. Let's see. The Jigen Cosplay will release silver rings featuring the Quintessential Quintuplets sisters and their wedding dresses in early July 2022. These rings are merchandise inspired by the upcoming The Quintessential Quintuplets movie, which will conclude the story. Each ring has a girl etched onto the surface. The words forever in love are also written on it. However, Nijigen Cosplay does not ship outside of Japan. So, you know, that's going to be quite the bummer. The rings are made out of 925 silver. Each one will cost 9,350 Japanese yen. I can't remember the currency. So it'll be around $76.30 US dollars. on the website, the model demonstrates
$76.30. So don't think $76,000.
Just $76.
$76, so $77.
Yeah, around $77. On the website, the model demonstrates how you can wear it as a necklace if you thread a chain or thread through it. There are six sizes available for the rings, ranging from 15 to 25.
So on this one, I send it to my girl like, hey, your engagement ring. And then she replied, don't lie to me. You know, you just want it for yourself. she knows me so well.
Get two Nino rings?
I would.
Or two Miku rings.
It has to be Miku.
One Nino, one Miku?
No, it has to be just two Mikus.
Damn.
Nino, I guess, yeah. Well, mainly for sure Miku. But if I will buy it, I will wear it as a necklace, though. I wouldn't wear it as a ring.
Because I probably want to wear it.
I like rings to wear here and there. You know, I mean, you see my Jujutsu Kaisen one.
Yeah.
But this one, I think on a guy wouldn't look that well. It looks for me more for like a female. But I think wearing as a necklace would look would look pretty badass. You know, like, and then you pass it down to generation as a necklace. Because it doesn't matter what size they use, because they will have to wear as a necklace.
That's true. Until someone in your future lineage can actually wear it as a ring.
Yeah, there you go. But honestly, I would probably use it as both. Sometimes wear it, and then sometimes use it as a necklace.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it's pretty much just that. The rings are coming out, but unless you're living in Japan, you're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah. There's websites that they import you things from Japan. So they buy the stuff in Japan, and then they'll ship it out to you. So you might be able to find... there's something creepy, something with a bee, like a bee, the insect bee. I just forget the name of it. They might be able to do it. And honestly, for $76, but of course, you're probably going to be paying with shipping like around $100. But for something that you can't get in the States, I think it's a pretty goddamn good deal. But yeah, I would try to search somewhere, and I will get the Miku one.
I don't know. Ishika's looking pretty good. I am still pretty upset at what she did.
Or Ichika?
Yeah. Itsuki looking pretty good too.
Yeah, Itsuki. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like all of them. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Nino. For some reason, she doesn't look like Nino because it's covering like her balls, and she has that one. I think the Nino one is my least favorite one. Dude, I love Miku with the headphones. A fucking dress we have.
That's what I was thinking. Like, that's quite the fashion statement to be wearing a fat wedding dress with the headphones.
I'm not going to lie. It doesn't look bad on her. On someone else, it will probably look pretty bad.
Like, what the hell are they thinking about?
But on me, I think Miku's the only one that could fucking rock headphones, whatever she fucking wears. Not gonna lie, you could be clapping her cheeks with headphones on, I would look sexy.
Oh, you fucking nasty.
Shit. Don't be jealous because I'm not clapping yours.
Hey, that's not what we're talking about right now.
Shit. But yeah, that was the quick news for this week. Nothing too crazy, but some things to look forward to. Now we are going to be moving to the email, which we got one from Rhythmic.
From midnight.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm listening already, guys. It's from Midnight Fangs. Midnight Fangs. Yeah. Dude, and I have it right in front of me, his name and everything. For some reason, I said Rhythmic. Why? I don't freaking know. Okay, so we are about to read Midnight Fangs email, Fang X email. I can't even read right now. Holy crap. First I'm reading Rhythmic. Now I can't even pronounce Midnight Fang X.
I'm nervous.
Right? Like, if we haven't done this 23 times, 24 with this one.
I know.
I'm telling you, man. Do you want to read the I was going to say, do you want to read the mail? Damn, I'm out of it.
All right, I'll read the email. All right. Midnight Fangs asks us this. What PS4 One Piece game should I get to see if I like them before the new one comes out. I don't like the Dynasty Warrior type of games, so that leaves World Seeker and Burning Blood.
Do you want to go first to answer it?
Well, the thing is that World Seeker and Burning Blood, they're still two very different types of games. I haven't played World Seeker, but just from the little bits that I've seen, I know that it's different. It's more of an RPG type thing. While Burning Blood is very much a fighting game, more to the kin of, let's say, a Ninja Storm or even Jump Force. And World Seeker, do you have any more experience with that one?
For me, no, I never play World Seeker. It might be, I guess it might be a little bit similar to, I think, let me Google it first. It was called, it came out for the, I believe, PS Vita, Nintendo 3DS, because I got it for Nintendo 3DS. There you go. One Piece Unlimited World Red. I think it might be something like that. And honestly, it just depends what type of genre of video games you like. Open world, that you could just go around single player, or you like to play with other people. Because I believe World Seeker, it's only for one player, and Burning Blood, of course, is multiplayer. But again, I haven't played World Seeker. I do love the Dynasty Warrior games. So I do love the Pirate Warriors genre. And you know, all of them, because some they did it pretty bad. They're not that great. But I believe the third one and the fourth one are pretty good. I have the third one, and I do enjoy playing it. But overall, Burning Blood, it's my favorite one, because I like that type of fighting style, kind of like the Ultimate Ninja video games from the Naruto series. And honestly, it is going to be completely different from what we're going to be getting from One Piece Odyssey. Like I said, we are probably almost 100% sure that it's going to be a turn-based.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're wrong, because if it's kind of like World Seeker and Unlimited World Red, then I think it's going to be a pretty badass game. But right now, if we're deciding between both of them, I'm going to say Burning Blood, just because I played it. We played already. But you should buy World Seeker and let us know how it is so we could buy it too.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So it's very much going to be like that one game we're playing at your house, or that we tried to. Is that the Dynasty Warriors one?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but see, the thing is with Dynasty Warriors and the Pirate Warriors, you get a shitload of enemies at once, and it's just like one area. That one looks more of a open world type of thing. But yeah, it's gonna be more like the Unlimited World Red, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, just buy World Seeker, let us know, and if you say it's good, I'll buy it, because One Piece, and I'll play it. And if I find out that it's fucking garbage, I'm gonna go to your house when you're sleeping. I'm gonna put your legs under your bed. For making me waste money, even not wasting money to go travel, but still, principle that counts.
Yeah, so essentially, it's kind of hard to compare both of them because they're two very different type of games.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're looking for story wise video game, I'll probably say World Seeker, because Burning Blood is just
a recap of the whole Marineford arc,
and it's not moving around. It's just text. The story just text pretty much, because there's no moving around to different places. If you're looking for more storytelling, then just go with World Seeker, to be honest. But the fighting on Burning Blood, it's good though. I really enjoy playing that, which we gotta play it. I still gotta download it. Well, hopefully that answered your question, Midnight Fang. Again, we really appreciate it that you sent us an email. Excuse me. Damn, drinking Monster makes me burp a lot. God damn. Hopefully, all of you guys too send us an email with questions like this, anything anime related, or even just send us like, hey, have you guys thought about watching this? Can you watch this anime? Can you give a review on this anime? And hey, dude, yeah, we'll do that. Honestly, we'll make time. I know it's not like a fucking like 200, 300 pieces of anime, but you give us like a 12 episodes or 24 episodes anime to watch and you want us to review it, we'll definitely do that.
Oh,
yeah. You just gotta send us an email. No, I mean, we're not gonna watch Hunter x Hunter.
I mean, I already did.
Not me.
You're missing out.
I know. I just 200 plus episodes. I can't right now. I really trying to manage my time. We order. I really want to watch it because I heard it's really good. But
yeah, well, even just watching it slowly. I mean, there's not much filler episodes. You can just watch like one or two episodes here or there.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. But the thing is, I'm doing that already. We Haiku. I think that's what called the Bollywood one.
Yeah.
Because that one is kind of long too, so I'm kind of doing that with it. Here and there, I watch episodes. And here and there, I'm trying to catch up with Digimon Ghost Game.
Ooh.
So like here and there, I'll be watching one episode, two episodes, and then watch another anime type of thing. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And actually, I forgot to ask something. Speaking of recommendations, which I'm just going to add it to the list right now, I thought I actually did. We are going to give you a music recommendation. Which this is actually new to Rhythmic. He didn't know about it. but are you stuck?
No.
Oh, I thought like, cool. I didn't see anything move because I was like, don't tell me.
But no, we're all still good for now.
Okay, so actually the music recommendation that, oops, sorry, I'm hitting the mic. I apologize. Which I've been wanting to do this like every other week or something. The music will be either Japanese music, obviously. It doesn't have to be anime related though.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be, it could be just Japanese music. So it doesn't have to be from an anime, which I actually do have one. I forgot the name. I'm looking through my playlist, my otaku playlist, which I make one on YouTube Music. It's called Bye Bye See You. Bardiria. And you heard this song, dude. Because it's actually from the movie Bubble. The end credit, the song is that one.
Oh, okay.
And the name Riria is spelled RIRIA. And the name of the song is Bye Bye See You. Honestly, I'll be vibing to that song. It's pretty good. I don't know what the hell he's saying, but it's pretty good.
Dude, just a song, even like the main theme from Bubble, the one that she sings, ha, 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 ha. That thing, just the mysteriousness of the first little tones. And then when she actually sings it, I fell in love with that song. And I could understand like why.
Which, I remember the guy's, I got a little thing about the song, but we are going to leave it towards the end of the podcast, of course. Do you have any recommendation that you have in mind or in either way for any anime?
For songs? I have one that I really like, but I have no idea what it's called. I just have it on my playlist.
Do you know is it from an anime?
No, I'm pretty sure it's not from an anime, but it very much does give anime vibes.
But it is a Japanese
song? Yeah, it's a Japanese song.
And you have it on your playlist?
Yes.
Fucking bust it out, bitch.
I'm pretty sure I put it for you before. This is one of the songs that I will play when I go to the gym, you know, to keep me pumped up. It just has that type of energy. Oh, you're playing
a mixtape then?
No, it's just a single song, and I just found it completely by accident. I was just going through songs. I had like a couple anime openings, and I guess Spotify just ended up recommending it. I honestly have no idea how to read this kanji, but the group is called Wanima.
Wanima.
Yeah, I think it's from the album Everybody.
Wanima. Is it
Wanima.
Everybody. Is it G-Sub, Signal, Ole, Cheeky, Hanabi, Human?
La verdad. Oh, my bad. This is Spanish. To be honest, I'm not sure. La verdad. That's my bad. Okay. But the
kanji. Yatemiyo. Is it? Wait.
How long is the kanji look like a smiley face? Let's see, where is it? That one right there.
Yeah, it might be that one. What's the time on the song?
Let's see, the time on this song.
Is it 2:50?
No, it's more. It's like 3:38. 3 minutes and 38 seconds.
3 minutes. Okay, I'm looking on this one. and the only one close to it is 3 minutes and 35. But it shows just as that's what it shows as M. But
let's see, can I copy this kanji off or no? See what other information I can get from it.
Honestly, I can I forgot my katakana, so I can help you out with that.
I just know it's the third song off of their album Everybody.
Yeah. Oh, the third song?
Yeah.
This one is in that case. Hold up, wait a minute. Is it Signal? That's 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
That's it. It might be. I mean, unless you want to put a little bit.
It is Signal. I already saw the quiz in katakana, so it has to be Signal. So it's a foreign word, so it has to be written in katakana. So yeah, it's called Signal by Wanima.
Oh, there we go.
Oops, sorry. I like that. That was on advertisement. I'm actually on my Unlimited Doll YouTube channel, so I get advertisement on my personal one, which is it this one?
Yes, that one.
Okay, yeah, so it is called Signal. And we got copyrighted just like that. But yeah, that's our little recommendation this week. I do have more, especially this other one that I find out. Holy shit, it's so good, but we leave it for another time. Now, before we move on to the bubble review with spoilers and without spoilers. Let me talk real quick about Blue Period and Blue Flag.
All right, go for it.
So I started reading Blue Period, just the first two volumes. If it was only about painting, I probably wouldn't really enjoy it that much. But the whole concept of it, it's good. Because the way they make it seem about talent, like, oh, just because you have talent, you were born with it. But people don't know what you actually went through to get that talent. People, motherfucker, your fucking glasses, I can't take you serious. Are you for reals right now?
Proceed.
So it talks about how people that always says, oh, like only because he has talent, he's able to do it without putting his whole going through that work for them to also be able to do what they're doing too. So you also get that kind of like motivation as well. Like if I actually put my heart to do it, do some sacrifices, you're able to pull it off. And that's why people call so-called talent, whatever. So like, holy shit, this is fucking good. I still haven't, you know how I mentioned before that it was sad because that's what I heard on the review.
Yeah.
So far, it hasn't been sad for me. But on volume 2, on the first page, it says, if you have any suicidal thoughts or anything like that, call this number, you will get help. Also for the LGBT community. I'm sorry if I didn't say every single letter because I don't know by memory, the LGBTQ Sigma plus. Delta plus community. They say just call this number. So like, oh, it's going to be about suicidal or something, you know, like it's going to hit hard. But it didn't. It didn't give me, at least for me, unless if it went over my head. But for me, it didn't hit me yet. So it might be later in the episodes. I mean, in the chapters, in the volumes. But so far, I already finished volume 2, volume 1. It's not sad, but it's freaking good. Highly recommend it. The other one, Blue Flag. I love the portraits on Blue Flag. It looks like a Picasso. Well, no, because Picasso is all deformed, right? Picasso is the one that makes portraits on his soap, but it has like eyes all over the place, right?
Yeah.
That's Picasso. Yeah, no, this painting. Well, you've seen the cover of Blue Flag, I'm pretty sure. I think I should.
Yeah, we saw it during last week's episode.
Yeah, so it's good. I only had the first volume, and holy shit, dude. I knew it. Dude, it's funny. the drawings, just some of the drawings, just fucking hilarious, man. Like the way they make their faces, I was laughing. Like every other page, I'm like, ah, this is fucking funny. Highly recommend it. It gets serious at the end of it. You were like, I fucking knew it. I don't want to spoil it. And that's just the first volume. It's a whole love triangle thing. High schoolers, you know, some little drama, not too much drama, but pretty much the main character tries to help this other girl to fall in love with his friend. Well, for his friend to fall in love with her, something like that.
Okay.
But the other guy, he's like 6 feet two, 6 foot two. And he's, you know, handsome. He's fucking athletic. He's, you know, Mr. Popular.
Okay, so Sasuke.
The fuck away. Don't disrespect him with Sasuke.
The Sasuke to our Naruto.
So the girl, his type of girl has nothing to do with the girl that wants to get with him. She's 5 feet. She's flat because he likes big breasts. She's flat. She likes long black hair. She has blonde hair. So it's completely different from what he likes. But it gets good. It gets good. And it's only 8 volumes. So it's not even a big series. It just
is the series already over?
Yeah, it's just 8 volumes.
That's pretty short.
Mm-hmm. So can't wait to read the rest. Go, holy shit, it's good. So guys, highly recommend Blue Period. And I highly recommend Blue Flag.
Tell us more about Blue Flag.
What happened?
Tell us more about Blue Flag. You're just talking about Blue Period.
I know, this one was about Blue Flag.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I already finished Blue Period. You just weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention, but I thought everything about this was about Blue Period, because Blue Period is the one about painting, right?
The painting. No, the one I was just talking about, the cover, though, or Blue Flag.
Oh.
Because it looks like a painting, too, the cover. Like watercolor painting. It kind of gives it that vibe. If you search just volume one, yeah, actually all of the volumes, they look like water painting for Blue Flag.
Be careful. Can't miss any letters right here, or else I'm going to get it pretty weird.
Remember Blue Waffle?
I never Googled it, and I never planned on Googling it.
Just do it, fam.
No.
Everyone, go to incognito mode and search Blue Waffle.
Man. And you thought the song was going to get us copyright strike. It was going to get us flagged.
What do you mean? Blue flagged. Blue flag.
We're talking about the...
You just said Blue Waffle.
Should not be mentioned.
Well, see, if you look at volume one, it has like that watercolor painting.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm seeing it.
So it's good.
Okay, and so this is the one you've been reading, right?
Yeah, I already finished reading both Blue Period Volume 1 and 2 because those are the only volumes that I have. And I already finished reading Blue Flag Volume 1 as well.
Okay.
Huh. That was like it looks like a Picasso painting. But then we're like, my bad, it's Dustin, because Picasso is the one like has eyes all over the place. Deformed. It's not, yeah, it's all deformed. So JK, so it's more like a painting though. It looks like, yeah, it does look like watermark, like with some brushes. I like the how the sakura blossoms look as the watermark painting, mm-hmm. watercolor painting. I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me.
That looks interesting. I have to give this one a shot.
Trust me. Once you buy volume one, you're gonna be like, gotta get volume two. Trust me. Let me know. Buy volume one. And once you finish reading, you're going to text me, let's go buy volume two, and we'll go buy volume two. It's really good.
All right.
I kind of... What happened?
I would say that'll probably going to be the topic about next week's podcast, talking about Blue Flag.
Yeah. A little bit more, so we might get more into details. So we might get some spoilers on Blue Flag. Probably the spoilers from volume one and two. So if you guys...
If you guys don't care about spoilers, or if you guys want to be prepared, might as well should read it as well.
Yeah, so read up to volume two, because we are going to be, I think I'm going to be reading volume two.
Okay.
Because it's I mean, you could read two volumes in one. I mean, I read fucking 28 volumes in. You could read two, especially with this one, because it goes like this fast. You're like, holy shit, I'm at the end already. Like, I want more. I wanted to go to Barnes & Noble and buy the rest of the series, but like now I still gotta finish reading what's it called? The light novel. But yeah, whenever we go this week, Saku buy volume 2, you buy volume 1 and 2, and we'll talk about it next week. So you guys wanna, this is our little manga club. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys wanna go with us? We do it. We're gonna go up to volume 2. And then maybe 2 weeks from now, we're just gonna read another volume. So you guys wanna keep up with us? I know some of us can afford to be spending money on manga. So maybe you guys just buy 1 or 2 every 2 weeks or something. So this time we're just gonna go up to volume 2. Every 2 weeks we might talk about it and then talk about volume 3 and then 4. And that's gonna be a little manga club type of thing. I think it's gonna be pretty fun. So you guys can also enjoy when we talk about this drama right now, because it's so good, man. Well, yeah, moving on to the last,
to the nitty gritty, the meat of this podcast.
My heart will kill all of you type of thing. But okay, we're gonna start with no spoilers. You go first.
All right, no spoilers. The plot of Bubble, it's been seen before, although they do take their own very unique inspirations and their unique direction for how they apply it. It is very much another tale of The Little Mermaid. Sure, they spoiler. Apply it. Yeah, that one too. Yeah,
nah, I'm kidding. It's not a spoiler because that's pretty much the synopsis kind of type of thing, to be honest.
Yeah, so there's certainly elements that will remind you of other movies. One of the other movies that it reminded me of a bit over here, though, they didn't agree as much, but it kind of reminds me of the movie Ponyo.
No, I didn't agree because I haven't seen the movie.
Exactly. That's why I say you didn't agree.
Oh, but I mean, you're making me seem like, oh, no, you're fucking wrong type of thing. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not that mean of a person. I just say, I don't know. I haven't seen Ponyo, so I can't either agree or disagree. Bastard. But, no, I'm just getting impressed.
Yeah. The plot of the movie, it was very entertaining. It did get me to care about the characters. The animation style, the animation itself, the artwork, everything was very pretty, very well made. The voice acting, I loved it. I especially loved Uta's voice. And although it did feel a little fast-paced towards the end, I kind of wish they could have given us a little bit more explanation as to what was going on, especially what's happening with the bubbles themselves. But overall, I was very happy with the movie, and it definitely got me, hit me right in the heart, got me in some feelings.
For me, like you said, yeah, just in order to take The Little Mermaid, there's been other anime that they've done that. One of them, like you said, was Ponyo. I had never seen any other one, so for me, it was a new type, a new movie that did something like this, because I haven't seen any of the other ones. It was good. I love the parkour scenes. They were amazing. Yeah,
definitely.
The parkour scenes were pretty good. The story for me was decent. The music, when they're doing the parkour, I guess you hype slowly. I'm like, okay, that's pretty good. But it got too old too quick, because they would use it every time they were doing parkour. They didn't change it. Maybe a little thing here and there, but not too much. And overall, it was a good watch. I didn't get too much on my feels in the movie compared to Kimi no Na wa. That one got me more in the feels than this one. Other than that, I loved Uta's voice too. Can't wait to see her in One Piece Film Red. You know how her name is Uta as well.
Yeah.
Overall, if you haven't seen it, make some time to watch it. I'll give it a 7 or an 8 out of 10 for this one. What about you?
For me, I probably have to put it similar like that, 7 out of 10. It's not the best plot. Plus, you know, you've seen this type of thing before. And despite it being was like a little over an hour movie.
Yeah.
It definitely felt short. Like they could have added more to it.
Yeah. That was pretty much our little. But before we go to the actual spoilers, the only reason why I didn't give it a higher one, because the people that were involved in that movie, all the badass people that made Attack on Titan music, that made Death Note, that made, what was the other one? Psycho Pass, Madoka Magica, all of those, it could have been a masterpiece, you know? All those people could have made a fucking masterpiece movie, but it didn't. So that's why I like, a little bit disappointed, to be honest. Because my expectation was really, really high for this movie. Just because of the people that were working on the movie.
The only thing that kind of brings it down for me is just mainly the plot. Because I loved everything else, even the music. And the music definitely reminded me a lot of Attack on Titan. You could definitely tell that it was made by the same people.
Yeah, but it felt too repetitive. And I'm going to go more into details on the spoiler section, just in case people don't want to do too much spoilers, because I'm going to go into scenes when it happens. So, yeah, that was it. The review for us, we give it a 7. I say 7 and 8. He gives it a 7. Let's say it's a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Let's meet in the middle. But still, it's a good watch. But definitely. No means I do not say no watch is a waste of time. No, watch it. It's good. It's a good watch. Now, last warning, we are going to move to spoilers territory. Yes.
We're going to be talking about plot points, characters, and events. So,
yeah, you know. So I probably forgot the names of the characters there for Utah, but that doesn't matter. Spoilers alert. Last warning. In 1, 2, 3, they all die.
Bruce Willis is dead.
Okay. Let's go with the spoilers. It started good, the beginning, when the guy, the main protagonist, I don't know why I keep saying main protagonist, because isn't the protagonist the main character?
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep saying
it's that. Kind of redundant.
Yeah. And it's funny because you said it too, like a few times, and I say, I think some people have said it before, like I heard other people say that, yeah, the main protagonist, but like, isn't that the main one either way? I might be wrong. Yeah.
Who knows? Kind of like saying the ATM machine.
Exactly. but yeah, so at the beginning we see the main character. I was gonna say the main protagonist. The main character, like, they start with doing some parkour, and then you see him at the top, and he's the only one that's able to jump on bubbles, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. He's the only one, because apparently hearing them has something very important to what it is. So how you can even interact with them, because normally you touch them and they push you out somewhere. But because of his hearing, he's somehow able to tell which one is going to point him in the direction that he wants to with the force that he wants to.
Uh-huh. And other people have tried to doing it with the fall and shit like that. Now, you see, do you know, remember the little whirlpools?
Yeah.
Do they die if they land in there?
By the looks of it, yes. Because
they're
essentially like black holes that are forming all over the place because of the gravitational effects of the bubbles.
Uh-huh.
So those red ones is essentially because there's a little black hole, or if that's what you even want to call it, at the water. So that's why it's making the water spin around.
And that's how the one that does the race, the one that the referee, I guess, because that's how he lost his leg, right? Because they never really explained it, how he lost it. He just said he was doing parkour.
No, they kind of do. He lost it on his run to go to the tower that Hibiki always goes to, saying that he can listen to music. Everybody's trying to reach the center, but the Master Shin, he tried to do a run, he messed up, and he lost his leg through it. They don't say if it's because he got hit by a black hole or if it just got caught in something, but it's meant to just for you to assume that he lost it while doing parkour on that, the Japanese, what's it called, the Japan Tower? Tokyo Tower.
Yeah. See, for me, we got the little 10 minutes warning again. Don't worry.
Uh-oh.
So for me, he actually, I thought he lost it probably in the whirlpool, because you know how some landed and looks like he just disappears?
Yeah.
Like a black hole, so it pulled it. So I'm guessing that he was able to grab into something, but that pulled his leg that he lost it. That's the thing. I mean, because he's too badass to get fucking... to have a crush by something, you know? Because you see him at the end doing some badass fucking parkour type of shit. And he's pretty good. You know, the guys with the mask?
Yeah.
The one that had the little booster shoes?
Yes.
The main one, the skinny one that talks with the hand? That reminds me of L. Like really skinny with the hairstyle.
Yeah, and it had like bags under her eyes.
And
too.
Of course, it's the art was made by the artist of Death Note. So it makes sense that we have some resemblance to that. And also some characters that kind of give you the vibe from Bakuman too. But the thing that it got annoying to me was the humming.
Mm-hmm.
They just did it way too much.
Yeah. I don't know, because I kind of liked that they were doing it more because it was supposed to just signify the connection between Uta and Hibiki.
I know, but it was too much. They should have changed her here and there. Because, like, the songs, they were too repetitive throughout the whole movie, everything. So I was expecting more from the Falcon director, the writers, the songwriters for Attack on Titan. I was expecting to have more different type of songs. Just like Kimi no Na wa, it has a few pretty, it has at least three different songs. This one was what, the parkour one, and the one when they're doing parkour with Uta, when they're kind of like one and she's at home, you know, where they're just, it's Ibiki and Uta. I just felt like the only two songs that they did in the movie. Other than that, everything else was exactly the same over and over again. So like, for someone that did the Attack on Titan music, I was expecting way more. Another one, the story, like you said, we don't know where the bubbles came from. Aside from, you know, the medicine, like it's the Little Mermaid. We know that they got mad because she was going to the human world, kind of like the Little Mermaid goes to the human world, so being under the sea. Yeah. Same thing, that little boy wanted to go, so the sister got mad. Like, what the fuck are you doing? We know the same species. You stay on your lane type of thing. So that's a little murmur. So I'm like, okay, I guess whatever kind of makes sense. But he just didn't. I was expecting way too much. Maybe that's why. My expectation, like I said, they were like way too high for me.
Could be that. Because since I wasn't expecting that much, I was looking forward to it, but I wasn't expecting anything out of it. I fairly enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I was too enjoy it. Even I watched it with my girl. We enjoyed it. But I thought I was a little bit disappointed overall. I don't know, I call it cheating, fucking using the booster shoes.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely thought that too. Because at that point, you're not even doing much parkour, you're just like jetting all over the place.
Yeah, the scene that got me towards the end, when he goes to the Tokyo Tower, and then he goes up and then he sees his old self, like everyone just frozen in time.
Yeah.
But you see how they show the legs with those shoes? That looks like some female legs are with high heels. At first, I was like, is that a girl? Is that someone new? Because it just shows the legs first, because that's how it looked, but it was Ibiki.
Yeah. Because you get a very good look at the boots, and yeah, pretty much they are in high heels.
Yeah, dude, we started laughing. I was like, bro, we thought it was like a girl character right now showing up, a new one.
Well, I mean, it was a fairly diverse choice of clothing, because even Hibiki was using a crop top for almost all of it.
Yeah. Overall, see, so for you, what was that frozen in time? Like, I didn't find a point for it.
Oh,
I don't think there was a point for it, because you know what? He touched it, it disappears, and that's it. I guess it was for him to remember what happened.
No, it was something more important towards the bubbles. I guess it was meaning what was the moment that they kind of like lost their sister, if that's how you could probably see. Because that, or unless the Uta was more important, because that was her point of view. Because if you see, it doesn't take everybody. It was just pretty much whatever was in her field of view, which was mainly Hibiki, and the other kids around. That were around.
Yeah.
Because everything else was pretty much non-existent, or was completely left blank.
Yeah, but I know, but the thing is, Uta, he sees him all the time because he's the bull. He's been keeping an eye on him. But overall, like, I find that meaningless unless they would explain it more or give more into detail why, like, that them being frozen in time will have more of an impact in the how to solve the crisis that they're at right now. Would have been better.
Or it could be that scene wasn't that much important, but it was more towards Uta, the moment that she fell in love with him, or the first moment that she even noticed him. So that's why it was saved within the tower, because it was the moment that she decided to save or to protect.
I know, but she can go to the tower because her sister's in the tower trying to get her back.
Oh, but this is up until afterwards. She was able to go in there regardless.
Was she? I don't remember seeing her back.
But the reason why she wasn't was because she was always just around Hibiki. She's decided to always stay around him ever since the event of the pop, because that bubble was always following him.
Yeah, that's why. So I remember, like, I don't see her because I thought the hoping was if she goes, the decision was her to catch her. But like I say, it has some little holes that they really didn't fill us in. Yeah. It's all up to us. So that's why I guess for me, it felt a little bit not too much in detail, more like grab me and be like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I wanted more parkour, like more of the racing.
Yeah, I guess so, but I like the amount of parkour that they had.
I was hoping more. I wanted to see some. Okay, we know that Bo will die, whatever. But then again, she's a Bobo, so she still probably got reincarnated in the spiral, you know.
She didn't necessarily die. She was still around him. If anything, she just lost her human form. She won her human form. But did you notice that the weird thing that she was able to touch everybody else, but she wasn't able to touch him?
Because it got connected for some reason.
Because she was made off of his breath as well.
Yeah, so it's like they didn't really explain that either. So it's like, okay, what the fuck? How come just with him? And then like,
I was going to say, but if you think about it, it kind of makes it stupid because bubbles can touch each other.
Yeah. And then, not that, if she wears the fucking gloves, so they won't see her and she could touch him, like, how could she didn't wear two gloves so she won't disappear? You know, it's like,
yeah,
too many plot holes that just, for some reason, for me, didn't make sense.
Yeah. It was weird that she would act like a cat, too.
Yeah. Because I guess she was too close to cats and she's not human. But then again,
she was fairly curious, but then. You know, kind of cats being curious, but her being like fairly cat-like, that was weird to, you know, like being on all fours, picking up stuff with her mouth.
Especially since she's been following Ibiki since forever.
You would think she had more human properties.
Exactly. So that was a little iffy too. Another thing that I didn't like, I wanted someone to die.
Damn.
So you could get you in the feels, you know, like be like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, and then I found it stupid. For me, how they kidnapped the
researcher?
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's not really like a good, it kind of felt like a side quest.
Kind of, yeah. But if you see, they were having their own reasons. So the whole reason why they did it, because they wanted to have another person to compete with.
Yeah, for their YouTube channel to get more views.
Yeah, but also just for them to steal the resources. Because that's what they bet in this world. They bet resources. Yeah, it was fairly weak and very weird because they weren't even doing it with malicious intention. They just wanted them to force them
to participate. Like, yeah, and then the only thing is, I know they went there because they didn't like living in the city and they wanted to live in the bubble. You know, the people that live in the bubble?
Well, everybody that lives in the bubble are orphans. Everybody that lost their families due to the bubble, they decided to stay in there.
Plus, you see in some parts, though, you see that when they're jumping inside the bubble because they hated it too much crowded. They hated all that shit going around in the main city.
Oh, so that's
too good. But in my camera, like, don't you just want to go to, like, Kyoto or another outside of Tokyo if you don't like the city? Like, there was a lot of things that they could get out, but they don't want to. Okay, so if it's going to explode, whatever, like, why stay there? Get the fuck out of it.
All right, we got another cut. I really don't remember what was the last thing we were talking about.
Yeah, I think it was something about the... Yeah, I totally forgot.
I think it was like the plot point, the weak plot point of them trying to kidnap the researcher.
Yeah, and how the kids is trying to stay in the bubble.
Oh, yeah, that.
Where they could just leave. But yeah, that's the whole
thing. I remember, yeah. Probably they just don't want to leave because, you know, it's close to home. I mean, they all lived in Tokyo when it happened. So say, oh, this is my home where I used to live. I have nowhere else to go. Just stay here and make do.
Yeah, so we already talked about kind of the bad things, but now the good things. I like the parkour, the animation.
Oh, that was awesome.
Dude, the way the camera, even though like it's not really a camera, but how it goes to side and put like the back and bottom while they're doing parkour, it looked like there was like a drone following them, which actually it was. There was. But dude, I was like, holy shit, that's pretty good. Also, how we mentioned it before, when Uta and Ibiki are singing, when they're in that little garden and start doing parkour, the beautiful, that little music, oof, that one was pretty badass.
Oh, I definitely love that one.
Yeah, well, other than that, it's overall. Like we say, we give it a 7.5 Samurai Summit points out of 10. We got to come up with our own points. But yeah, aside from that, we are moving to, we're brushing away to the character of the week. All right. Just to let you know, throughout the whole podcast, I've been giving out hints on my character.
Oh, goddamn.
That you probably didn't even thought about it. And there were subliminal hints. There were like really small hints that...
Picasso.
No. There were like some hints that it was... And actually, I said one not so long ago, too.
I'm remembering one right now, but let's see. Question, is it from Death Note?
Ooh, no.
Okay. Then, no, I...
Well, what do you think? Throw me some hints.
Well, one of them... Wait, for yours or for mine?
For you, for me to guess.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't know. You haven't seen him.
All right. Give me the name of the anime.
Cautious Hero. All
right, the main character?
No.
Okay, the... Sorry, excuse me. Is it Adenella?
No. Although she would have been a very good pick as well.
Okay, so I'm looking at the poster.
Yes.
Give me some hints. So the poster, if I just search Cautious Hero, the first poster that comes out from IMDb, the website, is the character in that poster.
Let's see, because I love Cautious Hero. Yes, my character is definitely there.
Okay, so is it a boy?
No.
Okay, so it's going to be one of those six girls.
Yes.
Okay, now give me some hints. Some more hints. No straightforward hints.
All right. She's a goddess. You could say it's almost a blessing to having in there.
Okay, so the one with the blonde hair, because she has her hands praying?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, why her? What's up with her?
Well, her name is Restarte.
Mm-hmm. Restart.
Essentially restart. Yeah. Her name just straight up gives you a big hint towards what's happening with her.
Gotta restart.
And overall with everyone. Yeah. Okay. Overall throughout the anime, she's fucking hilarious. She starts off as a fairly normal and, you know, down to earth person, but throughout her time spending it with the hero, she slowly goes more and more insane. Oh, shit. And seeing her like go through that weird transition, it's just hilarious. And also, she's a perv.
Is she? She doesn't look like a perv.
Yeah, she's a perv. She's a perv towards the hero, and it's hilarious.
What I'm looking at right now, at least on the poster, the girl with the red hair, she gives me, and white, she gives me the vibe for Todoroki from My Hero Academia.
Oh, no, they have nothing to do with him.
No, but, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, gives me that vibe because she kind of has white and reddish hair. And then the main character, I'm guessing he's the main character, he gives me the vibe of Kirito, at least in the poster. Because he's wearing black, his hair is down too.
Yeah, definitely. But like I said, he's overly cautious. And He doesn't seem that way, but once you watch it, it's definitely worth it. This is part of the anime that got transitioned over thanks to the Funimation and Crunchyroll transition.
Okay, so it was in Funimation then.
Yeah, it was in Funimation. Nice. And now, thankfully, it's there. Because I've been wanting to watch it for years, but I was never able to because of, you know, it was limited and I didn't really want to get Funimation for
years. Yeah, it's not worth it. But now that it's all together, all right, not bad. So we got Restart from Cautious Hero. All
right, so now for you, give me a few more hints.
With my art, I could probably kill someone.
All right. So I figured it would have been from that one, but since I haven't watched it, I thought you would give me some slack.
Yeah. All right,
so it's from Blue Period.
Yeah. And you got me on the Picasso one, but technically the Picasso one wasn't really a hint. That just came out without me trying to be a hint.
All right. I know you're a main character, ho. So is it Yatora Yaguchi?
Yes. And the main reason, even if I wasn't, because that's pretty much one of the main ones that I really like his personality, the way he is. And I don't always pick the fucking main character. What do you mean?
You like picking the main characters a lot.
Nah, okay. Let's go to our fucking character of the week list. Which one was the last fucking main character? Honestly, Rimuru. And I see Annals from the Misfit Demon King Academy. That's two. Kirito, that's three. Kira, would that be considered one of the main characters? I mean, it's only Kira and fucking L, pretty much for Death Note. So that one doesn't count. And Monkey Kirito. D. Luffy.
Monkey D. Luffy, Kirito.
Yeah, just four out of 21. Come on.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess Gojo is kind of weird because he's not the main one.
Yeah, he's not. It's the other ones.
Anya Forger, I'd say she's a pretty big one.
Which one?
Anya Forger from Spy Family.
No, because the main one is Twilight. He's the main character.
Is he now? He was the first one introduced, but is he the main
character? Yeah, he's the main character. He all started because of him. So technically, I only chose him four.
Did you already pick a Satoru Fujinoma from Erased? Because he is the main character, isn't he?
Yes.
That one guy from Love of Kill, Ryan Hassan?
I guess he could consider a main character, but the main one starts with a female. But I guess you could say it's kind of the same like with Death Note, Kira and Nell. You could kind of start with both of them for those. But I mean, we chosen 21 characters. And it's not even fucking... anyway, you fucking chose Eren Jaeger. And that's a big-ass main character. Just saying.
Hell yeah.
And then you also chose Miku. She's a main character.
There's like six of them.
I know.
Oh, wow. So it is there.
But
I don't know if you know already, but Blue Period is on Netflix?
Yeah. It's a Netflix anime.
All right, because I was just looking at the characters, then I saw where to watch, and Netflix popped up. So I might give it a watch.
See, I don't want to watch it. Yeah, I want to read it because I haven't even seen reviews of it, but then they're going to fuck it up in the anime. I don't think they're going to go that deep in the anime. So I don't want to watch it yet. But if you notice, each volume, they all have like a different type of brush. Some don't even have a brush. So that was like all this brush our way to the character of the week. So that was just a brush. That was like pretty much the hand brush. Because in the cover, he actually has a brush. Because on volume two, if you look at volume two, the character doesn't have a brush. Kind of it is a brush, but it's more like a really thin. No, it's a pencil. Yeah, that one's a pencil. All
right.
So that was a brush. But yeah, he's my character.
Pretty good Yatora one. I like
Gucci. And actually, I have his Nendoroid on my Crunchyroll cart to purchase it.
Nice.
Because the last day to purchase it is on May 8th.
Also, this upcoming weekend. You better be ready.
But the thing is, Crunchyroll hasn't given me the $15.
Oh, so you're just waiting on that?
Uh-huh. Because like, if you spend $100, you get $15. I'm like, fuck, I might as well spend $100. $15 plus the $50 gift card I still have. Yeah. That's $75 off. So I'm not paying a lot for that. So I'm like, when I go to checkout, it doesn't appear. So I send it an email. So I'm waiting on there. I just send it today. So I'm waiting on it to reply. Because I'm buying the Akira movie because I heard it's good, but I haven't seen it. Some people don't like it. Some people do like it. So I guess it's a love or hate movie. I'm just buying it. And there was something else that I put in my cart. So give it like around $110. I don't know if it was another movie or like a keychain or some shit like that. But yeah, I'm just waiting for those $15. If not, then I'm just going to buy that character and that's it because it looks so freaking badass. But anyways, that's it for this week. Yes. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Samurai Sumo Podcast.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Domo arigato gozaimasu. Don't forget to subscribe.
also, like on Spotify, download it.
Yeah, anywhere. Just give us a rating too. Anywhere you could give us a rating, it will help us out. And always, as always, don't forget to send us an email. What's our email? Because I'm not going to fuck it up again.
SamuraiSongwithPodcast@gmail.com.
Exactly. So we only be getting emails from Midnight Fan, which is pretty amazing. Thank you very much. You've been our number one fan since pretty much day one. We would like other people also to, you know, just give us more emails. And we could talk about it too. Yeah. You could, like I said, you could always send us messages too through Instagram or Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
We'll reply there.
Yeah, I take sometimes, a while, but I do reply.
Yeah, sometimes we're busy too because, I mean, like I said before, we're humans. We do have our own personal life as well. I also have a YouTube channel and, you know, it gets busy. Well, yeah, that's it for this week. And anything else before we leave?
No, just have a great week and definitely watch Cautious Hero and the Bubble Movie. Definitely worth your time.
Yep. And if you have time, don't forget to watch the Pompo the Cinephile movie. Yes. Go check it out. Hopefully there's a showtime where you live, and it looks really good. You could actually watch it in English sub or English sub. So you get to decide. All right, that's it for this week. We see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Catch you later.